Gang, let me tell you about Stitcher. Stitcher is on-demand news, talk, and more for your smartphone or pad. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content by delivering personalized audio streams on demand right to your phone or pad. You can hear How Did I Get Here along with thousands of other shows on Stitcher Smart Radio on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it today at Stitcher.com or find it in your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you've all had a great week, whatever it is you're doing. I did this actually quite a few days before this is actually coming out because I played in Dallas last night and I'm on my way home. I'm going to wake up tomorrow or today and probably be tired. You know, got a show tonight. Hey, gang, if you live in the Round Rock, Pflugerville area, tonight, Friday, June 8th, Skyrocket will be playing at Hanover's. Always a good time. I don't know if you've ever been to Hanover's. It's not Hanover's 2.0. It's just straight up Hanover's in Pflugerville. It's like a one-story older place. It's got the, you know, it's got the funk of like a night, you know, of a bar, you know. It's like a neighborhood bar, but they got a cool vibe going on when the band plays. A lot of people are in there. It gets crazy. People dance, people sweat, people work it out. They work it out on the dance floor to Skyrocket show up at Hanover's in Pflugerville. So come on out. If you're listening to this the day that it comes out, Friday, June 8th, come on out to Hanover's in Pflugerville if you live up in the north area. Don't go crazy like driving all the way from South Austin. You know, gets crazy like that. Anyway, gang, I have a great show for you guys today. My dear friend Daisy O'Connor has just released yesterday her new EP. It's called Mixtape. Now, she was on a few months ago, and we talked about it because she released it on her Patreon.com site. She has a Patreon site, and she released it on there just for her fans that are Patreon fans, and I loved it. And she played it for our mutual friend Ty Richards, who also loved it so much that he put it out on his label. So it's out now. It's called Mixtape. It's an EP. It's absolutely fantastic. She recorded this on 4-track cassette up in Oklahoma, and she bid on someone's on their Kickstarter, and they were trying to put their album out. And one of them was you could get a day to record or a couple days to record on 4-track at this dude's studio. And so she did it. She took him up on it, and she made a great. It is like a raw version of Daisy. If you're a fan of like Light Chasers or Doobie Doo. It's still Daisy. It's awesome. But this is like a more raw, like let it all hang out, just cut shit real fast on a 4-track cassette recorder. The coolest thing. I grew up on 4-track cassette. I love it. I love the sound of it. I love the sound of this recording. I love the songs. And I love the execution. And I love hearing Daisy in a very raw state. So check it out. It's available now. It came out yesterday. Go to daisyoconnor.com. She'll be touring this summer. But if you live in Austin, she'll be playing next Thursday, June 14th. So get out there and see Daisy at the Cactus Cafe here in Austin with special guest Ty Richards opening for her. Probably playing solo, doing his looping thing. I don't know if he's playing with the band. Unfortunately, I can't be there because I'll be playing in Waco that night. But let me tell you this. It's going to be a great show. Daisy's been doing a lot of stuff with her band. She's been working on new recordings with her band. She's been writing a bunch of new songs. In fact, she plays a new song called Crazy on the show. She debuts it. Just picks up one of my guitars and plays the song. You hear it, go down. It's great. Gorgeous song called Crazy. You're going to want to hear it. She's probably going to put it on her Patreon account. Once again, go to daisyoconnor.com. You can get involved with her Patreon. You can give up to $5 a month and get all kinds of access to stuff. And you'll get stuff. You'll probably get a version of this song, Crazy, that you can listen to. And of course, her new album, available on Tremolo Records, her EP, Mixtape, available now wherever you download or stream music. Go there and get involved. Go to daisyoconnor.com for all of your Daisy O'Connor needs. Now listen, I hope you guys all have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. I hope that you guys might have come out, if you live in Dallas, might have come out to the opening bell last night where I played with Scott Collins. I have no review for this show because I'm doing it before it came out, but hopefully it was awesome. And of course, if you live in the Round Rock, North Austin, Pflugerville area, tonight, Friday, June 8th, come on out and see Skyrocket at Hanover's. It's a party, always. All right? I want to thank Daisy O'Connor for coming by. It's always great to hang out with her. It's a great conversation. We get into all kinds of stuff, where she's at as an artist, what she's going to be doing. As I said, she will be touring this summer, and she will be playing next Thursday, June 14th at the Cactus with special guest Ty Richards. Go to Daisy O'Connor for all of your Daisy O'Connor needs. Have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Let's get down. Is amazing. I love this cover. I'm gonna tell you something that I hope you're not offended by, but okay. Even before you sent it to me, I was in talking with Ty about him coming in here, or not coming in here, about something. We were talking, texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I'm so excited about this Daisy stuff. And I was like, I want to see it. And he was like, oh, I shouldn't show you.
Oh.
And I was like, come on,
come on.
Come on, because I don't know if you listened to that episode. The last time he was on, we spent a lot of time talking about how great this mixtape album is.
What?
This mixtape EP is. Yeah, we were like, we both were like, we love your music. And did he tell you this? Did he tell you that he first heard of you on this show?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah, he told me that the first time he heard you was on the episode 599 that had all the music, and I think Light Chasers was on it, or he went and listened to the Spotify playlist and Light Chasers was on it. But anyway, we both were talking about what an amazing group of songs this is. And originally you, I guess I'm just going to talk for you.
Please do.
originally you released this just to your patronage people.
Yeah.
Patreon?
My song club.
What's
Patreon.com. Yeah.
So it was just your song club was getting this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard it and you came on here and talked about it, but I was like, oh, you got to put this out somehow. And Ty had the same reaction to it.
It's all because of you guys.
When he heard it, he was like, man, I have this label. Might as well put it out on this.
I know. Crazy, right? Didn't see that coming.
But it's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really exciting, and it's such an exciting recording. And I know that we talked a little bit about it before, but you did this on 4-track cassette, right?
Yeah, 4-track cassette tape. I went up to Oklahoma and hung out with my friend Kyle Reed. He actually was kickstarting an album, and I purchased the option of him producing an EP for you. I was like, oh, I want Kyle to produce an EP for me. I'm going to be making music anyway. So I sent him 20 songs, and he picked his top 5, and we hung out for a weekend and made the mixtape.
Yeah. So it's 4-track cassette. Do you know the machine you did it on?
Ooh. I have it somewhere in my texts, but Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about the technology. I'm not going to lie. I'm like a total poser right now. Kyle could tell you all about it.
So just so you know, just because of my age, like when I first started playing music was when 4-track cassette machines were being sold, like it within 5 years, but they were
cool.
Just starting to be something that was kind of affordable to people, because
mm-hmm.
when they first came out they were like $1,000 or something.
Oh,
you know, it's kind of retarded.
Did you have one?
I had one by the time I was like 17. I was still borrowing them. I would borrow them. And
yeah.
Mark Hallman had one.
Yeah.
And the very first song that I ever wrote, we recorded on his 4-track.
Oh,
on his 4-track cassette thing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So anyway, so yeah, then I had one, I guess when I was 18, then I got my first one, and it was a Tascam with 4 actual tracks.
Yeah.
But eventually, I moved to a simpler one that was the Porta one that just has the two faders.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just super simple.
Mm-hmm. Minimalist.
One of my favorite machines ever.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's get one. Let's make all the mixtapes.
So tell me about that. Like, did you know you were doing it on 4-track cassette when you went up there to
do
it?
Yes, I did. Kyle is kind of a mad genius, and he's always tinkering, and I've just for years known him, toured with him, and followed him on the internet from afar when we're not hanging out, just watching him, you know, make magical sounds out of all kinds of weird instruments and machines, and he's been really getting into tapes lately, so I was like, oh, cool, Kyle's into tapes now. Let's see what's going on with that.
Yeah.
And turns out, magic.
Yeah. Super magic.
Yeah.
How are you guys? There's, you know what, the one thing that's missing from it that I think is awesome that it's missing from it is the level of hiss that's on those machines.
Ooh.
There's like a sss to everything you do. Did you guys use 4-tracks or did you bounce shit down sometimes?
He bounced shit down sometimes.
Because that's where it gets that, the noise doubles when you do that.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's not a noisy record to listen to.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I think it sounds good, but like I said, I'm not the techie person behind it. So we definitely, on some of them, bounce stuff down. Like on the first song, Same Page, the guitar and vocals, everything's kind of bounced onto one track, which didn't necessarily need to be done because we don't have much else on that track. But yeah, I realized that when I went back into editing it, I was like, oh, I can't mess with the vocals because they are one with the guitar.
That's
so.
Can we take a moment to talk about, like, that's how I came up recording. So to me, commitment is everything.
Yeah.
Like, even not on this machine, but I have a 16-track version of that machine over there. Mm-hmm. And that one, or when I did it on the one that Ty has, the Tascam 388, the reel-to-reel one, mm-hmm. did that. Those, you have to, like, if you're going to do backing vocals and you got to do them all yourself, you got to think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Before you start laying a bunch of shit down, because you got to leave a bunch of tracks to do it and then a track to bounce it all down.
Totally.
And there's a lot of and a lot of commitment. Like if you add some weird effect to those backing vocals, that's it. They're there.
It's in there. Yeah.
And to me, that is the most exciting way to record. I don't like having thousands of options.
I know.
I like to commit to something before I even do it. And if it's got to do it again if it didn't work out.
Right. Do it all over. But then you have more information because you've done it. So you know more about what you want to do.
Was that a different recording experience? Because your recording experience has been in the modern times.
Yeah.
Where you can change stuff as you go.
Yeah. It was definitely a different experience, but it wasn't harder in my opinion. I thought we just had a lot of fun. We just played. We didn't have as much expectation of it being perfect.
Right. Let me ask you this. When you said it was just fun.
Yeah.
Was just the actual recording process more fun?
Yes.
than on someone's computer thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was way more fun. I mean, it's just, Kyle is a delightful person, for one. And just, like, hanging out with him and making fun sounds and, like, watching him, he basically had samples he'd taken of a bunch of different sounds, so like playing with his little sample machine and this little tiny tape, you know, it's a small kind of machine.
Yeah,
just like the tinkering level of it was really delightful. And I hate computers. I'm so tired of looking screens. I feel really tired when I'm around them. I feel like such a hippie to say that, but I just feel really drained by the electronic screen vibes.
Yeah,
so it was cool to get completely unplugged from that.
Yeah, and the way that I have this set up, the screen is an option.
Nice.
Like you have to look over there to see it when you're working.
It's not all
and
attached.
It's tactile. Like you're like, oh, this is, you can move stuff up and down, which I think is something that I miss a lot from cool boards. Remember when we went to see Ty at what do you call it? We saw
Mosaic. Yeah. That place is cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We saw that gorgeous Neve board that's in there.
Oh my God.
These things are amazing, man. So how long did you spend doing these? There's five songs.
Five songs. I think we were maybe 2 good days in the studio, I'd say.
And
it was maybe a 4-day hang altogether, but you know, we saw some shows, we did stuff, we walked around.
And it was in Oklahoma?
Yeah, Norman, Oklahoma.
That town is great, man.
It's a great town.
Did you go to the deli?
We did. We saw some friends play at the deli one night. Yeah. Super sweet.
I played there for a long time.
I'm playing there on June 23rd.
You are?
Yeah, with Kyle Reed. How about that?
Congratulations. Is that going to be, you're going to be playing, he's going to be playing with you together?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll do that. I don't think we'll have the coordination time because I'm playing Fort Worth the night before and then okay. I got some stuff. We're trying to record the next few days after the Daily Show, but I had some stuff come up, so I'll have to tell him. Maybe he'll hear it first on the podcast, but we might only get like one day to record this time, so I'm like, oh, we'll see what we come up with.
Are you going up there with the band?
No, it's just going to be solo. Yeah, I think we'll probably both do short sets at that show.
Where are you playing in Fort Worth?
I am playing at Fort Worth Live with Simon Flory.
Okay. I don't know.
Apparently it's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've heard good things. So I think it's kind of listening room-ish, and they're turning the deli into a listening room the night that Kyle and I are playing. They're doing like a new listening room series. So it'll be chill, less rowdy, more subdued, a little more like seated vibe.
Nice.
Yeah, trying to lean into that edge right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also have been playing with your band a lot. You've been rehearsing with your band and getting it together.
Yeah, we got that Cactus show coming up, so trying to get it all together.
That's the official mixtape release show, which is the Cactus Cafe here in Austin, Texas, June 14th at 8 p.m. Who else is on the bill with you?
Ty Richards is opening up the show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's good.
He's going to play a short solo set. I've never seen him play solo, so extra excited about
The only time I've ever seen him was with you that night.
Really?
Yeah, we went to his record release for Welcome to Flat Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen him before, and he's amazing. Oh, my God. His band is so good. He's not messing around.
Here's something. You're not the most comfortable Uber rider.
No, I hate it. Yeah. We also had two back-to-back very traumatic Uber rides that night. Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, Mosaic is not really a place to Uber to because it's really far. It's but I anticipated it was Friday night.
Yeah.
We both had the night off. And I was like, let's drink.
Let's get fucked. Yeah.
Let's get all fucked up.
That didn't exactly happen, but no, we did get happen. The Uber rides. Oh, no.
We had nauseating Uber rides.
Yes.
And we saw, man, Ty Richards was great that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
And so you're doing your show with the band.
I'm doing my show with the band. Okay. Ty's going to open solo. I'm going to play with the band. We've been having fun at the rehearsals.
Yeah.
My heart's like slightly broken that Josh Halpern can't play drums with me, but I'm going to get over it and it's going to be great.
Okay, I'm going to say something right now. My heart just sank because I thought you were going to say like, I'm a little heartbroken that you can't be there to play because you're my favorite guy.
I'm also heartbroken. Johnny, you know you're my fave.
I love Josh. He's a great drummer. When I played with you, we rehearsed at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys have been rehearsing for new recordings too?
Yeah, and doing some new recordings. We recorded in February, March, three songs, and we're rehearsing this next month or so for some recordings later in June.
Are you going to do a full album? Are you going to do an EP? What are you doing?
I don't know. I think we're going to look at the baby and see what to name it, you know? But I think we're looking at like 5 to 6 songs for now, and might just cap it at that, or might decide to just keep going. So I think that's a pretty good collection for now.
Yeah, I think it's a really good collection.
It's hard to know when to stop, because as a songwriter, you've got like a million songs, and they're all like screaming in the background, like, give me life. And you're like, I don't know if it's your time yet, man. I don't know if you're ever going to be ready for the light of day.
You're not ready for the big time song.
Yeah, and then there's the one I just wrote like last week, or just like totally shit it out in 30 minutes. Everyone's like, that's the best thing you've ever written. I'm like, that is not true. Is it true? Oh, fuck. The songs you labor over for years. You're like, it's going to be a masterpiece. It's like, it might not be a masterpiece ever.
Yeah.
You might just work on it forever.
Yeah. So you wrote one song in 35 minutes, and what, you played it at a show?
Kind of. Well, I've been playing music with this guy, Vinny Falico. He's learning how to play bass. He's an amazing guitarist. But he's like, I want to play bass in a band. And I'm like, all right, Vinny, let's hang out and jam. So he's been learning the songs. And I told him I was writing a song a week. So we've been rehearsing like every week. So he comes to rehearsal. He's like, hey, did you finish that song? And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. And he was like, play it for me. I was like, oh, Vinny, fuck. All right. I played it. And he was like, send me the song. And he became obsessed. And then I sent it to the rest of the band. And they liked it. And you know, played it at a couple shows and people were like, that's your best song all night. That was the best song I heard at the whole show. And I'm like, oh, fuck that song. So, yeah. Want me to play it right now? I'm just kidding. I don't know if I could.
I was just about to ask.
I don't know if I could. I could bring up lyrics so I don't have a panic attack.
I mean, if you're comfortable with it. I mean, it'd be interesting for the listeners to hear that too.
I would at least try to get through it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a guitar right there.
Oh, heck yeah.
Let me just tell you that while you get up this guitar, I'll entertain the people with, I love names. And a name like Vinnie Falco sounds like he was your bookie originally and wanted to learn how to play bass.
Totally. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, you should meet this
guy. Hey, Vinny, I know I owe you like $500 from that terrible Rockets game last night, but can I can you just play in my band?
That's basically what's going on, for sure.
Is that in tune?
Good enough? Not really. What do you think, world? It's not really in tune.
It's not really in tune.
Technical difficulties. We don't have to do this.
So, well, just tell us a little bit about, like what's the song about?
Well.
And is it one solid idea? You wrote the lyrics and the music in 35 minutes?
Yeah. Kind of. What happened is, when I write a song a week, I never, like, have too much time to do it. If I let it take forever, it would take forever and never get done. So I just give myself 20 minutes. Usually it's like 10 minutes to write some words, 10 minutes to write some lyrics, kind of the Willie Nelson style of songwriting. Like, a song is either going to happen or it's not. Don't overthink it.
Wait, explain that. Just sit down and do it.
Just but sit there's down
also,
and write.
There's also sit something to be said. There's also something to be said about yeah, there are songs that, like, you work on for a long time. Even, like, some
Absolutely.
Of these songs that I did on my EP, not to be, like, self-referential, but in my case, I did write these songs, like, in songwriting games where you had a day
yes.
to write a song and record it.
And then you edit it, right?
Right, I never went back, though. So when I got with Scrappy, I felt like a lot of his job was like, hey, man, how about a bridge?
Yeah, totally.
How about a thing that can go here that's, like,
how about
you were obviously in a rush trying to get this song to your friends in time.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I got it in on time and Vinny liked it. And then I went back and spent like 2 weeks, not 2 weeks working on it, but like 2 weeks of thinking about it a lot and occasionally coming up with a new line or a new idea or playing it for someone and they had a different idea. So I did spend like a lot more than 30 minutes on this song.
Right.
I'm not going to lie at all. I
what
definitely
capo
did.
Are you on?
4.
Johnny. Let me just make sure that that
Johnny.
It's
Johnny, guitar tech. This is my ultimate dream.
So during this interview, I just tuned Daisy's guitar or my guitar for Daisy.
What a pro!
While I'm conducting a podcast interview. Okay, so what's the name of the song?
It's called Crazy.
And what came to you first? It's funny you use Willie Nelson as a reference, and it's actually called Crazy.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You should sell this song for $100 or whatever he did with it.
Yeah, exactly. $50.
$50.
Yeah, I don't need money that bad. Oh, I just had it open and now it's gone. There we go. This song started with a line, when I get what I want, I don't want it no more.
All right. This is Daisy O'Connor.
When I get what I want, I don't want it no more. You gave me a taste when I wanted a pour. 'Cause I can't have you, I want you more. It makes me feel crazy. 'Cause I've been holding on to you, baby. You've been moving on, but I still love you like crazy, crazy. You told me we're friends, you told me that's all. I took a step back and you built the wall. Who am I when you don't call no more? It makes me feel crazy. 'Cause I've been holding on to you, baby.
man, I don't get many of those. A world premiere song, a brand new song, never heard anywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
From Daisy O'Connor. Daisy, that's a gorgeous song.
Thanks. I feel like I must be like ripping it off from something, but that's just how pop music feels to me.
It feels like that when it's easy. It feels like it.
It's like cheating.
Because everything in this business is so hard. It's like, it's like when someone tells you like, oh, I'll give you $800 to come play for 45 minutes on a Monday here in Austin.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh my God, that makes up for so many times I've driven to Norman for $20.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're paying off a fourth year gas for the trip.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a gorgeous song. You're a pretty disciplined writer. You get up and you write songs. We talked about this last time you were on here.
I aspire to be a disciplined writer. I try to be, you know, I'm not like the most disciplined person in the whole world. But I'm not militaristic is what I'm saying. But I do try to stay focused. I try to keep writing. I'm doing a sketch comedy class right now just to like cross train with different writing muscles. Yeah, I'm just trying to like become a better writer. The Fallout Theater downtown.
Wow.
Yeah, it used to be the New Movement.
Oh, what happened? New Movement's
owners.
Gone?
Yeah, there was a scandal. The old owners are
right.
gone.
Yes,
and the new owners,
scandal.
My friends, took over the theater, and they're wonderful, wonderful people.
That's so great. What happened to the New Movement in
I have no idea.
New Orleans?
Okay. I honestly know almost nothing about it, and I'm okay with that.
And these guys are still doing that show that I did, the thing they have on Saturday nights at 10 where you go up and tell a story. It's kind of like ASCAT.
I have not been to that show.
Okay.
Probably. I think they're keeping right. the same schedule. It's still like, fuck this week on Monday nights.
What are you learning at those?
I'm learning about structure and how to write different beats in sketches and in jokes. Yeah, it's something I just never thought about before at all. And it's making me think about my songs. I'm like, ooh, looking back on songs I've written and played a million times. I'm like, man. Okay, so there's like three verses and, you know, three choruses, but like, is it like an escalating beat is like the most dramatic, exciting, funny, whatever thing happening last? Like, what's the like at the end? You know, it's got me thinking about songwriting differently for sure. As far as like my comedy songs go.
As far as my comedy songs go.
So it's a very specific branch of my songwriting, but it's there.
Do you, do you make up weird songs about what you're doing to yourself? I live alone and I sing a lot of times what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I have all kinds of songs, and it's really embarrassing because the laundry room is right off of my studio. So every once in a while I'll just be like talking or singing to myself and I'll hear someone like try to really quietly like close, like they've been folding laundry in there and they like close the door. I'm like, oh no, I'm that crazy person. But that's what happens when you live alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I made up a song yesterday. You gotta baste that chicken, brother.
You gotta baste that chicken, brother.
That's close. Very close.
A new hit by Johnny.
You know, it's before you even hear it, you know it.
Yep.
So you've been working. Then that might be a new song, maybe on your new thing. You never know.
I think we're gonna record it later this month or later in June. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it is. It's almost June.
Yeah, it's already June. I need to start owning that. It's June. I'm not in acceptance of that yet. I haven't even been to the pool yet this season. I just ordered a new swimsuit. I'm like, is it really summer? It's really summer, Johnny.
It is. You almost were going to go on a boat.
I know.
That's how summer we are.
How summer it is, yeah.
I will say this. The news this morning, because I watched the weather in the morning, because they tell me what's going on in an in-depth fashion that I can understand. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, don't get in the sun today, because apparently it's real bad.
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's bad sun today.
Perfect. I will avoid the sun. I was already thinking if I went on a boat, I would try to be in the
You'd
shade.
Hope there'd be
I'm
a canopy.
Because I'm just a white person. Yeah. I was going to bring an umbrella and sunscreen.
And that's hard when the boat's going. How are you going to hold that umbrella?
Depends.
What are you, Mary Poppins?
I don't know what kind of boat it is. Yeah, I could float away. I don't know.
Have you ever been invited on a boat and think it's one thing, and when you get there, you're like, oh, I wish somebody would have told me what kind of boat this was.
Yeah, I feel like that's like every kind of hang I've had that happen with. It's like, oh, if you just told me it was going to be like this, I would have planned differently. Yeah, I definitely did one of the bat cruises once, and man, they don't tell you. I'm sorry for the bat boat cruise people, but like they don't tell you that you're just going to be shit on the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like bats are flying over you and you just feel these little raindrops.
They're doing the same thing everyone else does when they first wake
up. Exactly. And you can't blame them for that. It's just like I would not recommend ever being in the line of fire for that.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And their name is the name of their poop is too close to guava for me. And I love guava.
Yeah, it's a negative association.
It's guano, right?
Guano. Yeah. Why do we know that? Such a specific
thing. I do the trail all the time. And they say, look out. Don't pick up the guano.
Look out for guano.
Don't be eating that guano.
Don't be a guano toucher.
Don't look up with your mouth open.
Oh, so gross. Yeah. How did we get here?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
This just went straight to poop. So you're going to do some touring this summer?
Yes.
In support of Mixtape? Get out there and some. Yeah, a little bit. You're doing that Fort Worth. You're doing
Fort Worth.
Norman.
Yeah. I'm going to California for a family reunion. And I think after months of back and forths and so many conflicts, I think I might finally have a San Francisco show coming into focus. Booking is impossible, y'all. But yeah, it's just tough. It's like right around the 4th of July and there's every music festival happening. But Bay Area, I'm trying to come, I'm trying to make it happen. In theory, that will be happening. And then I'm going up to Washington and Oregon, where I'm from, to play a couple shows.
That's where the family reunion is?
Nope.
No.
That's actually in California.
Where in California?
Kind of San Francisco, North Bay Area. Yeah. Sonoma
County.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. It's beautiful up there.
Wine country.
Yeah. I can't believe anyone gets to live there. It's like so perfect.
I lived up there for a little while when I was a kid.
Really?
Yep. In Marin County in a town called Nicasio.
Wow.
And there's a good gig there that's been there. We used to go there and see bands when I was a kid. My mom, you know, that was when you could take a kid to a bar.
Yeah. Good old days.
And it was okay. Yeah. It wasn't weird. Yeah. Who do we see? Hold on. I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of people. And like Doobies used to hang up there and get up and jam.
Cool.
Like Doobie Brothers.
Brothers. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Not people from your
joints,
song, Doobie
yeah.
Doos. When I told Todd Wolfson you were coming over, he went, Doobie Doo.
I love him. I wish he was here too.
I would have invited him, but he didn't sound like he was going anywhere. You know those.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That Todd is. Well, we all have that.
Oh man, I'm.
You
so
and
due
I have planned on doing stuff
day.
Where you've been, and I've been like, I'm nope.
Can't do it.
Can't leave today.
I'm really due for that. I'm supposed to actually go out to the Hill Country and spend a couple days and get on the river with friends and maybe go to Kerrville Folk Festival. I'm kind of like, I don't know if I could do it, man. You know, we were just talking, people of the world, about our allergies.
Yeah,
Johnny
mine are,
and I
mine
are
dying.
We're struggle city
it.
Right
yeah,
now.
If I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad zone.
Me too. It's real rough. And last week when I, or 2 weeks ago, I went out to the Hill Country to hang out with these friends. And it was just like the second I got out of Austin, I just felt this like crud settle in. So I think I might do what Todd is doing. Just nothing. Let's do
That's
nothing.
A good, I did that yesterday.
I haven't done that in so long.
It was Memorial Day. The day before we did this conversation, it was, I played 3 shows this weekend.
Whew.
Like this, you know? And it's like... Yeah, there's something about the anxiety of when you're doing a show and you feel you're like, oh, how am I going to sing this part of this song?
Totally. How am I going to get that high with my voice?
Is some shit going to fly out of my nose while I'm singing?
Yeah, you know? It could absolutely happen. You could like nail someone in the front row.
You could.
It's terrifying.
You could.
Yeah, I've definitely done shows where I couldn't really sing, but I didn't want to cancel the gig. So I just like didn't talk for like days leading up to it and just like kept everything in.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a steroid shot, but I didn't. And then you just drop everything down a bunch of keys and just kind of talk, sing it and just kind of keep it real country. Something I can roll into that if I need to.
Here, let's talk about the musical departure that you've taken with this mixtape. Now that you say that you're doing this thing and you got down a little countryer, this record is a very, to me, it's a raw rock and roll record for you.
Thanks.
You know? There's a rawness to it. I love Light Chasers. I love the depth of it. I love the fact that, I don't love the fact, I appreciate the fact that you went through something, a physical and psychologically traumatic experience, which was your car accident. People can go back and listen to our conversation from when you did Light Chasers. You turned it into a work of art.
Thanks.
Which is what we all, what we're put here to do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's been a lot of work digging myself out of that hole. Still doing it for sure. Probably still going to have some sad albums, but it was nice to make something fun and a
that's
little lighter.
That's what I got. Like a little, there's some levity to this that's not on Light Chasers. Light Chasers is a focus,
heavy.
Is a beautiful album, and it's gorgeous, but it's very heavy. And this one comes in, it's got some, there's some, you're working out some shit still, but it's in a little more of like a kind of a raw. Daisy, you know, rock and roll.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had so much fun. One of the instruments that we played on it was the Cult of Two song. We did Telecaster, put through this tiny, like this big, just like 2x4, I don't know, little speaker thing from like the 80s or 90s. I don't know. He just like plugged the guitar into it and it made the coolest, crunchy, distorted sound.
Yeah.
All the stuff we played with was super fun and just got me out of that serious headspace, which was nice. Like, you can't be serious when you're playing through a tiny, tiny little toy of an amplifier. He found it at a Goodwill for like $5. You know what I mean?
That's how the magic happens, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I love this dude. You should make more records with him.
I know. I'm going there next month. I'm going there in June.
Yeah.
We're going to record something. I think we're going to make it a little more of a collab this time. Maybe we like make up a song together.
Okay.
We've been like sending each other influences.
These songs, what was the difference in the writing of these songs? You were just in a different space when you wrote these songs than when you did Light Chasers? Or what's the haps?
I always write all kinds of songs. So there's, you know, not that they're all usable, but hundreds of songs I can dig through, right? And like scraps and bits and pieces and completed ideas and finished ones and not finished ones. So I just sent him like 20 songs that I was like, oh, this is from, you know, the last 6 years I've been writing songs. So none of them are like brand new songs I wrote for this project, which is the same as Light Chasers, which is probably the same as like every album I'll ever make. It's just like, who's ready, who fits together. The person I'm working with, are they inspired by them? Because that's the number one thing for me. I don't want to work with someone that doesn't like the songs, or I don't want to be like, we have to do this song if they don't like that song.
Right.
That's not going to be a good thing.
No.
So I sent him some songs, and two of them, Cult of Two and Sister Station, the kind of weirder rockin' ones, were song club songs written to a prompt really, really quick. I was writing with Grant Johnson last summer about this time. And he's the guy that engineered Light Chasers. And he was trying to, like, help me get a little more rock and roll. We were kind of working on a little side project. And so I wrote those songs that were just, like, very outside of my normal range. Like, a little more, like, sexually provocative and, like, from a different character perspective. And just a little bit more wild and free.
There's something that between the songs, your performances, and the sonic quality and the execution of it, that's like this new sound, and it is new kind of things to hear you say.
Totally.
Not that you're not audacious or anything, but these are like a little more like...
I'm definitely terrified.
Like, you shouldn't be. I think there's a lot more power in it. I mean, I think there's some... Like the Cult of Two... I mean, those are, you know, they're... fucking great songs, and you're an empowered person. I mean, you're coming sexuality at, you know, from an empowered person's point of view.
Thank you. Yeah. Trying to, man.
There's no trying. Yeah. It's a weird time now, you know, for everyone. Oh, it's a weird time to be single. It's a weird time to approach someone about sex.
Yes. Everything has gotten
you still
extra
have to.
Weird.
You still have to approach someone.
You can just be an art nun like me, Johnny. You could be an art monk.
Oh, I have been.
I got a moo moo.
You want me to? Dude.
Just strap it on, you know?
Listen.
Join me. I got you. Yes.
Strap it on was
strap
just enough
on.
For me. No, I've been in a monk situation. I've not gotten it on in months.
Yeah,
months. And I'm Cuban.
Yeah, that's a lot for you, man. That's
a lot. It's a lot for the Latin race.
Yeah, it is. I've had several friends be like, I can't believe you and Johnny aren't fucking. I'm like, well, we really are just friends.
Really?
Yeah, we really genuinely are friends.
Yeah, we are friends.
Yeah.
So
I just want everyone
so
listening to know
we're totally
I didn't
fucking.
Fuck him to get on this podcast.
I've never fucked anyone on the podcast.
Wow, that's great. I mean, I wouldn't judge you if you had, but...
I know.
That's nice.
That's the best, one of my favorite things about you is I feel like I can be completely myself around you.
I appreciate that.
And even like disgusting or like rude things, like when you got here and I'm like, oh no, that's my friend, I slept with all her friends. Like, that's so nasty to say, but I feel like I can say it around
so
you and you
funny.
Understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, totally. You're Johnny Gowdy, man. How do you not?
Daisy O'Connor.
How do
at
you
your
not?
Family, at your family, is there a man named Carol O'Connor in your family? No. Is there a Sandra Day O'Connor?
No one famous.
Are you, let me ask you this, because this is good. Because like in my family, when I go to things like, oh, he's the the rug. And then people you never see except for you is like, oh, I've seen you on Facebook. You seem like a bed. And do you have that? Are you like that? Oh, Daisy, will you sing a song for us?
There is some of that. It's a little weird. My family situation is pretty fragmented. And so like the Irish O'Connor side, like my grandpa was born in 1908 and he had two kids. So, and my uncle didn't have any kids. So there's not really anyone on that side of the family.
You don't
have
a bunch of cousins
or
anything.
There are, but they're out in the ether and they all like had 14 kids and were super like homeschool Catholic on the farm wearing like the Maria von Trapp Sound of Music matching curtain dresses and shit. Homeschool dresses.
Right.
Yeah, so we don't keep in touch with those people. No judgment. It's just like didn't happen. But yeah, when I go to the family reunions in California, it's like I finally have found just in the last few years the cool liberal people that I'm related to.
Yeah,
they actually exist. They actually exist, and we get to hang out a couple times a year, and it's the best thing ever. And yeah, within that family group, there's definitely people that have become fans of my music, which is really heartwarming.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel really lucky.
And are there other people? Like, I found a cousin of mine. She turned out to be kind of a turd. But she was doing improv up at Cold Town.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, there's another cousin of mine that is, like, interested in
that
the arts.
Comedy.
You know, that does weird shit. And so I went to her thing, and she did turn out to be kind of a bummer, but...
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear more.
But she... but it's... When you find... You're like, oh... You're weird too, you know, like that, like the Isle of Broken Toys or something.
Totally,
you know,
like, the island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, Misfit Toys. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. What else? What else is going to be there? Like, what happens at an O'Connor family reunion?
Well, it's actually not, like I said, it's
or
not my
O'Connor.
Dad's
O'Connor.
Side,
no. So
it's a different. It's the Daisy... Slovakian family.
Oh, so there's probably some. Good food, a lot of cooking, a lot of borscht.
It's very food focused. It's not necessarily traditional because we're all. You know, Americans.
American.
My grandpa and his brothers, their parents are both from Slovakia.
Okay.
So they had super weird childhoods because of that. But they all had like normal American, you know, wives and kids and 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, lifestyles. So everyone's cool. Everyone's normal. Lots of food. My cousin lives on a farm. So it's just like all the fresh local.
And everyone's out on it. They do it at the farm?
They typically do. It's actually a vineyard, but they typically.
Yeah.
I know. We met on Facebook. She found me on Facebook and invited me to a family reunion. Shout out, Barbara. You're the best.
Yeah. Barbara.
Cousin Barbara. She runs this family, man. She keeps it all happening. So I'm going at the end of June for her dad's 95th birthday party. So we're kind of having a family reunion.
That's
around
rad.
Celebrating his birthday. And he's super sweet dude. Like, it's just really nice to know that I'm related to really nice people.
Yeah. It's nice to be around family.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big family person. Even the family I can't stand, I'm glad when I'm around them.
Yeah.
So I'm a glutton for punishment.
Ah, Johnny. I don't know how anyone's going to take this album, though. So it's kind of been a weird thing to think about. Like with Light Chasers, I was like, I just want to make a straight album. I play the clown so much. I play funny songs on stage, whatever. I just wanted it to be like a straight thing and just see what that felt like. And now with this, it's like, it's still kind of straight. I'm not like way out there, but I'm also like way out there. So for me.
Definitely Light Chasers, there was like a, what happened to Daisy?
Yeah.
Like if you didn't keep up with your personal life and you just went album to album, you went doobie doo and you got Light Chasers, you'd be like, something must have happened.
Yeah, man. Life happened. Then.
Life happens.
Life happens.
But then this one does have that levity that sort of brings you up and just sort of like also like a more there's an element I'm trying to think because it's not anger. But there's sort of this abandon, like with punk rock and with early rock and roll, where you're like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's not like Steve Vai virtuosity or anything. You're just like,
I'm on the guitar and I'm playing one chord and it's really distorted and it feels so good. Yeah.
That feeling comes across so strong. It's making the hair on my arm stand up, the thought of it. It's so like exciting that you can hear the excitement that you guys were having making it on there.
Yeah. So much fun.
So it's going to be available on all platforms?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe not Tidal, but all the normal ones.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I have no idea.
I was with somebody the other day, and I was like, how do you listen to music? And they're like, oh, I subscribe to Tidal. And I was
like,
That's still a thing?
Yeah. I think it's still a thing. But yeah, it'll be on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all the normal places, I would say.
I think somebody said to me, I think Questlove has some really cool show on Tidal.
So everyone's
where he has
in.
Like 2 hour, like this kind of show, cool. But like with Bootsy Collins and stuff.
Badass.
Yeah, yes. That's pretty cool.
That's how they get him. Hey, whatever works, man, whatever works. But yeah, the mixtape will be out June 7th everywhere. And yeah, it's a eclectic collection of songs. You know, there's a little bit of a bluegrass folk Americana element. There's the rockin' songs. There's the song about the transgendered stripper that is kind of more of a trip hop number. So it's a little bit all over the place.
I love that. That's the Portishead kind of sounding
Portishead-y song. Yeah, Portishead-y one, yeah.
But you said before when we talked that you hadn't listened to Portishead, right?
I actually had back in the day, because right. how do you not?
Yeah.
But what happened is we were playing it back for Kyle's roommate in the evening after we'd made it. And he was like, oh, it kind of sounds like Portishead. And I was like, oh.
First thing I thought,
fuck.
Too. Not a
so
bad
I
way.
Went back on their Spotify and I listened to like their top five songs. And I was like, yeah, it sounds like almost exactly like two of their songs. Not one, two. And then I told you that. And Johnny, you were like, I have like 20 songs like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, I feel better
I even
now.
Have a song that came out on an album with another artist that's like that.
Cool.
I'll play it for you. You know Christabel?
Yeah.
I did a song with Christabel that was on not her latest, not the... Of course, it wasn't on the album that was produced by David Lynch. It was on the one that was... Yeah, I know.
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. How do you listen to music? Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tidal.
I recently got a Spotify subscription.
Okay.
Again, I like did it for a while and then I didn't and now I'm back on the Spotify. So I actually don't listen to it in the car that much. Maybe if I'm doing like a long trip, but
radio
I'm just
it?
Too lazy. I usually am just like plugged into KUTX and
sometimes
Sun Radio and what else? There's one, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like 91.3 and it's like all these classical music and like non-lyric interpretations of like popular songs.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
And my grandpa used to listen to a station like that in Houston called Coda 99.
Yeah, it's like definitely like just old people for sure, like very ancient. And I just love driving around
like
listening to that. It's totally Muzak. I will just drive around Austin listening to Muzak, feeling so happy about my life. It's great.
That's awesome. Yeah. But as far as like finding new music and stuff, you listen to Spotify or do you
I mean, honestly, I probably find the most new music off KUTX, honestly.
I do too. I find a lot of new stuff on there.
Yeah. And Spotify, I'm not crazy about their playlists. They've been really hit or miss in my experience, but I'll tune into some playlists. I'll always try to listen to my friends when they post ones that they've made of different, you know, local artists or, you know, whatever the heck their thing is. I'm always trying to listen.
You weren't
to
on
stuff.
My episode 699 expanded one. You're in the 599 one, but you didn't put out anything this year.
I didn't.
Because
yeah.
Normally I like your music so much. You're a solid
Thank
artist,
you.
Man. You've put out 3 records since I've known you.
Yeah.
And we've become friends. Did we become friends through the show?
I think so. My friend Steve Poltz was on the show
right.
and connected us. And then I did a podcast because Doobie Doo, we wrote that song together.
That's right.
Yeah. So thanks, Steve. Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. You bring great people into my life.
Aw, he really
Who else
does.
Did he bring into my life? Somebody. He must have brought somebody else. I like him.
Probably lots of good people.
Who made this weird dress you're wearing on the inside?
Sloane Lenz. She actually did all of the wardrobe for that shoot. She's been designing for a long time, and she's just an up-and-coming badass in the scene.
Do you own this?
Nope.
She just let you use it for the
thing? Yeah, she came in wardrobe styled, had like the, the steam press thing, so stuff wasn't wrinkly, like very pro setup. Yeah, and her brother Felix helped out. So it was really fun. We did it at my studio, and we all just had different backdrops and different... We got so many different looks out of, like, 2 hours of our time. It was crazy.
I love all of the packaging. I love the font for mixtape. I love everything about this.
Thank you.
As I do your stuff, I'm a fan of your music. I really am. And I'm a fan of you. I'm glad you're my friend.
Likewise, right back at you. I can't wait to hear your album, Johnny.
Well, it's gonna bring some joy to, you know who loves it? I'm not gonna lie, my grandma.
Oh, it's gonna bring joy to your grandma.
She asks. We talk every day on the phone, and every day she asks me like, "What's going on with it?" I'm like, "Man, it's not even coming out till September. You gotta cool it with it. What are you doing? Because you drive me nuts."
Yeah.
But
you don't have copies.
It's pretty awesome.
To give to her. Not yet.
No, and also like I it's like she
Grandma,
doesn't
you gotta wait.
She doesn't do like the she doesn't do the private SoundCloud link or
no, you my grandma to doesn't have like a Dropbox a CD account or something, right? A physical thing.
Well, she has to wait now. She has an Alexa.
So she has to wait for the Amazon. Is that how that works?
I think so, yeah. Because she was like, is there a way I can ask Alexa to play it? And I was like, not until it's out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry. That's cute.
Do you use Alexa?
I don't. It actually really creeps me out, but I love that people like that. You
can
know?
I tell you, my aunt and uncle like went head first. Like, it's like, do you ever see 2001?
Yes.
Okay, so like, I'm always like, you realize like one day you guys are going to be like, Alexa, I can't open the door. And Alexa's going to be like, why do you want to leave me?
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? She's going to take over your whole life.
Dude, they have their everything. Alexa, turn down the AC. Alexa, lock the doors.
Oh.
They have like a whole Alexa. Like Alexa wow. could lock them in case of fire. Yeah, Alexa could lock them in if she wanted to.
Just kill them. But she wouldn't because the thing is she wants to keep. Can't you be like, Alexa, order this off Amazon? Can't you do that? Or is that not a feature? I don't have one, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's a thing
they
that
want
was
you
happening
to be ordering
this weekend.
Stuff.
On There's this thing that was happening was that it was ordering things for people because they'd just be talking about it. Or they realize it's listening to you because you're like, oh,
yes,
you know what? Let's go out and get a thing. Oh, well, did you want to get a Budweiser? Yeah. And then Budweiser on their advertisements.
Yes. Your phones do that too. I mean, one time I was talking with a friend about Corollas. He was going to get one. I just got one. We were talking Corolla shop. Open up Facebook and I see an ad for the Corolla. I'm like, I already bought it, you people. You didn't listen carefully enough.
So you roll in a Corolla?
I roll in a Corolla.
An Adam Corolla?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's I a do. Good. It's a good car.
It is a solid musician car. Reliable, you know, fairly good on the gas mileage, fairly economical. And always
sucks the gas prices are going up. It's a good thing you're not doing a big tour. That thing can really drive you like
into the
ground,
especially
man.
Especially if you got a van. Yeah, it's crazy.
I did a tour like a just a regional thing with like two other my friend Joseph's band and my friend Casey McPherson's band. Mm-hmm. And it was that time like 10 years ago when gas like was
so
$4
much,
a gallon.
Totally.
And that blew our whole thing.
Yeah. Can't tour when gas is that much.
No.
Yeah, it's going to shut a lot of folks down.
Where else are you going to go on this outside of Fort Worth? You're doing San Francisco.
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
God willing. Still can't announce the date because it's still not totally locked in.
Well, people can go to DaisyO'Connor.com to get involved. They should go to DaisyO'Connor.com anyway.
It might be posted.
And let me ask you a question. If someone were to, like, say they want to join your Patreon.
Yes.
There's a link on DaisyO'Connor.com. Just
Song
go there.
Club.
And what happens? Tell me about what happens when you join Song Club. What do you pay and what do you get?
So a lot of people pay $5 a month. That's kind of the entry level. But you can pay, you know, $100 a month if you want to. I'm just saying. You can pay whatever you want and I will send you songs. So I usually post 2 a month. I've been posting the mixtape lately. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I guess I'm actually releasing that. So that's cool. But it's like they helped me make it. So they get to hear it before the rest of the world.
Sure.
And I usually post new songs. Like I'm going to post that crazy song ASAP, just whatever I'm working on. Or I find something a little older that I haven't shared before. So it's like the new unreleased stuff always. And occasional video blogs and behind the scenes stuff. I'm actually due to cover a song. I need to learn a bunch of covers this month. It's on my to-do list. So I'm going to post a cover or two in the
How
month
do you
of June.
Choose your are you driving around and you listen to a song and you're like, are they old songs? Are they new songs? Does it matter?
Old. I'm looking for older songs and primarily challenging myself on older. They don't have to be older, but they kind of are. Older hit songs. So something that has been a hit. Because I've always just covered like deep cut folky stuff.
Sure.
And I'm just have a few new assignments and opportunities coming up on the DL. So I'm like, I should just be ready, you know, have some stuff ready to serve up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good for me. It'll be good for my writing. Every time you learn
always
a new
great.
Song,
yes.
you
always
learn
great.
Different things, different chords, different ideas.
Yeah. I was talking to those dudes at Orb today and they were talking about, one of the guys was explaining Skyrocket and I was like, you know, it's like the difference is like, you know how like when you go cover a song, you just adapt it to how you do everything. Mm-hmm. And this band isn't like that. Like we adapt ourselves to what these people are doing.
Right.
And which may sound terrible, but now I can play Steely Dan chords. Like I play 11ths and like whatever on the piano. I never would have thought to before.
Yep. So, super cool.
Yeah. As much as I hate it, I'm getting a lot better. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely.
Not that I hate being in the band, but sometimes when you're like, oh, I got to learn this.
The work of it is.
Hard song and you feel like you're a first grader again. You know what I mean? Like you're.
Yep.
Like you're like, oh man, I'm terrible.
Starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Ground one. That's how you get better though.
Yep. Yeah. That is how you get better.
That's inspiring to me that you do that. I think there are people that are definitely like, cover bands aren't real music. And you're like, it is real music. It's real music that a lot of people know and like, and the ability to actually nail that.
It also,
how
I mean,
impressive.
In all honesty, if someone wants to put it down, I would be more than happy to say like, well, then, I mean, I don't spend 40 hours at a job. I would have to.
Totally.
If I didn't do this.
You're able
like,
to
I wouldn't
do
be able to do this podcast. I wouldn't be able
albums.
To do my own albums, pay for my own albums to be made, like save up the money for it and not
totally.
Have to go into debt or
so many
hit anyone up
debt.
For it. There's Ooh. Not a lot of people that can do that.
Yeah.
So we're really lucky.
We're so blessed.
And we bring people a lot of joy. I'll read you this email just got today. So it's so nice. Like four paragraphs a person. Like, man, thank
Aww.
You. What you did is bring joy to people.
That's what keeps you going, right?
Yeah, I bum them out with the songs I write. And then I come back in with Skyrock and clean up my mess.
Oh, I need to have that side of my brand. So smart.
Yeah, the happy brand.
Happy
oh, but
brand.
There is. You have that in your own
it's
music.
There.
There's things that make you happy. Like
yeah.
you can throw a Light Chasers and then jam. I'm talking about songs.
Yes.
Or and then Doobie-Doo right afterwards.
It. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just give them a little whiplash there.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Here's a Daisy happy song. Well, I love you very much. And I'm glad you're my friend.
Yeah.
And
love you, Johnny.
Yeah, you're one of my favorite people. Like to know. And
same.
I love your music and I love you as a person. And I like that you're kooky. and that you love me because I'm kooky.
We get to be weirdos.
Yeah, we're weirdos.
Cult of two.
Yeah. Sometimes we just complain to each other back and forth for a little while.
That's what friendship.
Like, you also like. Are very empathetic. Like when you're like, oh, and I had to do this. And you're like, oh, God, that sucks. Like you're a great person to complain to because you get, you like, you're like, yeah.
I get worked
me
up.
Me too.
Yeah. Hashtag me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Empathetic people problems.
Is there anything I'm missing?
I know. I think we nailed it.
This is this record is on it. Mixtape came out on this on a label called Tremolo Records. That's owned by our friend Ty Richards.
Whoop, whoop.
Great logo too, by the way.
Ty did it.
I love it.
Ty
I love the
did it.
I love the Tremolo logo.
Isn't that classy?
Love it. It's very
God,
classy.
It makes me
it's
feel like
nice.
A grown up.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're on like a classic label.
I think I might be.
Release show if you live here in Austin on Thursday, right?
Yes.
It's Thursday, June 14th. Unfortunately, I will be playing with Skyrocket in Waco that night,
Making
which is weird.
The money.
Weird place to play for us. But 8 p.m. Cactus Cafe. Ty Richards will be opening. Get out and see Ty. Get out
yes.
and see Daisy. Support Daisy. Go to daisyoconnor.com. If you don't live in Austin, you can find out when she'll be coming to a town near you.
Yeah.
And it's always great to have you on. Always great to hang out.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for playing a song, too. That song is called Crazy.
Yeah.
And you might be able to find it on the new Daisy album that comes
yeah.
out later.
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 The next one.
The next
you
one.
Might hear it at the Cactus Cafe if you come. Or on Patreon.com.
Ooh, or on Patreon. Yeah. Join
Whoa.
The Patreon.
Yeah.
$5 a month.
Buy me a coffee a month, eh?
Yeah.
Hey.
Keep her habit. She drinks more coffee. She writes more songs. You get
exactly.
more products.
Exactly.
It all works out. Thanks for
yes.
coming.
Thanks, John.
Garage Rock from Daisy O'Connor, her brand new EP mixtape, now available everywhere where you download or stream your jams, all right? Go to daisyoconnor.com to get the full experience. And man, I love this EP. I do. Ever since she gave it to me back when she put it out on our Patreon, I've been loving it. I've been freaking out on it. Ty Richards and I, if you listened to the last time he was on the show, we talked about it. He's like, I'm signing Daisy. I love her. He did sign her. This album is available on Ty Richards' own Tremolo Records. Go see Daisy next week when she does her record release show at the Cactus here in Austin on Thursday, June 14th with special guest Ty Richards. Okay, I'm very proud of Daisy, man. Great job on this. Go to her Patreon. Maybe you'll hear that song Crazy. I love it when people debut a song on the show. She's such a great artist, such a fantastic artist. And you know from what she said in the context of this podcast, no funny business going on between us, all right? I want to thank Daisy for coming and being on the show. I want to thank her for making this EP mixtape. I want to thank Ty for putting it out. This is a great, great work of art. It's rock and roll, it's raw, and it's full on Daisy, all right? Don't forget that you can, when you're out there checking out DaisyO'Connor.com, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you find podcasts and like it and follow us. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast app, TuneIn, basically wherever you find podcasts and listen to podcasts. You can listen to it, like it. And if you are a fan of the show or a fan of a guest on the show and you enjoyed the show, please share it on social media with the hashtag #HowDidIGetHerePod. #HowDidIGetHerePod. And then we'll do stuff with it, all right? Don't forget to like our Facebook page, How Did I Get Here? Just don't forget to like everything and be a part of everything and show some engagement, because that helps us with advertisement and keeping this show free for you, the listener. All right, let's hear some more music from Daisy O'Connor's brilliant new EP mixtape out now on Tremolo Records. Go to DaisyO'Connor.com. Find it wherever you stream or download your music. Have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. Let's get down.
Put a face to the mirror, girl, we got a day to shine. Painted layers of makeup on, bringing out the woman inside. Shaved all the way down her long legs, mama's voice yelling deep inside her head. You're just a little, you're just a little, you're just a little boy in a dress. Showed a smile to the street man. He said, girl, you're looking good. Toned down her swagger, passing as fast as she could. Feels him follow her to the shop. Heart pound walking past the window. She's just a little, she's just a little, she's just a little tired of this place. Showed a soul to the stage light, naked just for you. You want a little bit more of her, words a silver screw. Beneath the makeup and the smile, she is just a girl wishing for the world. She's not here for the money. She just a little.